now. And for those of you listening to the recording, you just missed the Hinky Dinky supermarket jingle and the theme from Charlie's Angels. So you didn't miss much. Okay. Like I said, we've got some requests to play this week. But first I want to mention that it has been hotter than... Oh, what's the right metaphor? It's been hotter than hell in Topeka. And I'm just going to pretend it's something else.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, I gotta go away.
Yeah, but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been,
I've been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
hey,
worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better
beautiful,
scurry.
Please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Yeah, but it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this drink?
There ain't no cabs to be had out there.
Ooh, I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
To say no, no.
You mind if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
And what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out.
Oh,
baby,
but it's cold outside. Hey, I simply must go.
Yeah, but it's cold. I keep telling
no.
you, it's so cold outside.
The welcome has been.
Oh, how lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Hey, look, look out the window. Look at that star.
My sister will be
gosh,
suspicious.
Your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mine. Oh, it's just delicious.
Yes,
well, maybe just a cigarette.
I
home.
Never saw such a blizzard before.
Oh, I gotta get home.
Yeah, but baby, you're gonna freeze out there.
Say, lend me a car.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
Oh, but don't.
Oh, how can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk.
Will you think
tomorrow?
Of my lifelong sorrow?
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you got pneumonia and I
really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
Oh, but it's cold.
Yeah, I'm missing winter storms right about now. You know, it's very gratifying to see how many people tuned in to listen to the pre-show before the broadcast tonight. There was quite a crowd. And because there were so many of you tuned in, I'll let you know what we listened to. Now, the last thing we heard was almost all of side one of Dire Straits' 1982 album, Love Over Gold, including all 14 minutes and 20 seconds of Telegraph Road, which I'm very fond of. That was played from actual vinyl. I'm making an effort to play something on vinyl every week, even if it's just in the pre-show. One of these days, I'm going to do an all-vinyl show, and that's going to be fun. That's going to keep me hopping. And Before that, we heard a variety of offerings from a German pop artist that's been popular since the late 60s, early 70s, and is still going strong and actually touring again this year, a guy named James Last, who reinterpreted a lot of pop hits in his big rock orchestral band kind of style. And I owe the eminent Rory Borealis for my exposure and appreciation of James Last. Thank you, Rory. And as I said, we have a good deal of requests to get to and some other things. But first, I want to play something for you that if you were still around Omaha in the early 80s or very late 70s, you might recognize. And it's by an artist who was known as, hello, that's my cat, known as C.W. McCall, who wasn't really C.W. McCall. He was a guy named William Dale Freeze Jr., and he was a creative person at an ad agency in Omaha, and he conceived of this character to market bread. And the brand of bread was the Old Home Bread Company, Old Home Bread, and they were baked by the Metz Bakery. And the Metz Bakery was, I am told, the wholesale baker that produced all the hamburger buns and hot dog buns and whatnot for Hinky Dinky. And Bill Freeze, a.k.a. C.W. McCall, wrote these lyrics, but the music was produced by a guy that went on to much greater fame and fortune later on, a guy named Chip Davis, who actually was sort of a neighbor of my dad for a time. And Chip Davis was responsible for all of that, oh, what would you call it, poo-poo? That was the Mannheim Steamroller fresh air nonsense that I can certainly get enough of. But back in the late 70s, early 80s, he was writing songs with C.W. McCall for television commercials. They kind of took on a life of their own, became hits, and then there were a bunch of records made by the character C.W. McCall, who was actually played in the TV commercials by an actor, not by the guy who sang the song. So, see if this rings any bells.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and stereo, laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in, pick up some chow at the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe. Looking for Mavis. Now we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two. But this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis, I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside, she says, what'll it be? It says, a cup of your best and a number three. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot C and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged, old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart at the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Well, Saturday night, and we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave Tranny a spin, took the BB Town Ram, and slid on in to the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin', oh, the Old Home Filler Up.
It never closes.
The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. It says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? I just had my truck washed. She allowed us how it sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was gonna have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin', the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On.
8 stools and a promise. They got a real nice place there.
Yeah, check it out the next time you're in Omaha. Yeah, we've got that out of the way. We won't have to listen to that for a while. I said we've got requests, and we've got requests for Edwin Robert. We've got some Ink Spots lined up, and we're going to play that directly. We've also got something lined up for Lloyd James and something for Murray H. And we'll start with this one, as requested, on behalf of my Uncle Bob.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
You see, she looked in my hand and told me that my baby would always be true. And yet, in my heart I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you.
But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
Yes, that was the Ink Spots, and that was the Gypsy. You know, they were dropping like flies today. I don't know if you've been watching the news or catching the gossip reports or not, but that whack job Michael Jackson breathed his last today. Actually, you know, when I heard that they found him and he wasn't breathing, my assumption was that, you know, he attempted to breathe through his nose without, you know, first recalling that he doesn't have one, and therein lies the problem. So we're going to listen to something he recorded with his brothers back before he began losing his marbles. And here you go.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was All Kinds of Time by Fountains of Wayne from their album Welcome Interstate Managers. And that is so good. That gives me chills. The hair on the back of my neck was standing up. That's wow. I mentioned that we have lots of requests. I'm going to stop mentioning. I'm just going to play them and say, here's a song for so-and-so. And here's a song requested long ago when I was guest hosting on the aforementioned Rory Borealis' show. And I'm playing it for my brother, who is turning... It's my brother James. He's turning 45 on Saturday. And he asked for something long ago by The Faces. And, you know, The Faces are great. I like The Faces. What a great band they were. But I get my fill of Rod Stewart. So I decided to, you know, and if you didn't know, Rod Stewart was the lead vocalist from The Faces back before he was Rod Stewart. And I decided to pick out a track that Rod did not sing. So here we go. This is Ooh La La by The Faces. And after this, I'll update you on a couple songs I forgot to tell you about. Makes me wonder if my brother wishes he knew then what he knows now. We'll never know, will we? We're playing requests for people that are very dear to me. A couple weeks ago, I played some Jerry Southern for my Uncle Jim, and that was fun, so I'm going to play some more Jerry Southern for my Uncle Jim.
beneath the starry sky. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, tell me how. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it.
That was nice work if you can get it, if you couldn't tell. In addition to losing Farrah Fawcett today and Michael Jackson today, we also lost Sky Saxon today, also known from the time of his birth as Richard Marsh, but better known as Sky Saxon. He was a member of and vocalist of a 60s rock band called The Seeds that were influential in a measure beyond the number of hits they actually had. Sky was kind of a tragic figure that bounced around the world forever after, kind of an acid casualty. He was way, way out there. And I can't tell you how old he was when he died, because he had lots of different things to say over the years about what year he was born. Maybe it was 1937, maybe it was 1945 or 46, but nobody really knows. And we're going to play one of the few chart hits that the Seeds had. This is Can't Seem to Make You Mine, featuring the late Sky Saxon.
Thing you see, love you. Girl, I will love you.
Admit it, you're going to miss Sky more than you ever realized. I keep forgetting to tell you that near the top of the hour when we began the show, that song we heard, that duet, that was Al Hurt and Anne Margaret, a lovely couple if there ever was one, singing Baby It's Cold Outside. And one day I'll play some Al Hurt again and I'll tell you the story about when my dad and I went to see Al Hurt at Al Hurt's Club in New Orleans, and boy, wasn't that an experience. Well, the Cubs are sitting 3.5 games back tonight. That's something of a miracle, having gone 3-4 since last week's show. We're in interleague play right now, with the exception of a rainout makeup game on Monday against Atlanta. The Cubs swept the Tribe at home this week. That was nice. And lost to the Braves, and just finished getting swept by the Tigers in Detroit. And Derek Lee was unable to run his consecutive game hitting streak to 22. So he's starting over tomorrow, or starting over this weekend, because this weekend we're back to Chicago. We're still on the road, but we're back in Chicago playing three against the White Sox at their place, and then winding up a road trip at Pittsburgh. So we're only 3.5 back. We stand a chance to gain some ground. Looks like Aramis Ramirez is expected to take his first live batting practice since the shoulder separation tomorrow, but it's not looking like we'll see him back in the lineup before the All-Star break. And my main man, Reed Johnson, went on the DL today, so that wasn't too happy. But I wish Reed well. He wears a nice uniform, and he deserves the best. He's a hell of a utility player. And let's see, we're going to, after that glorious number by the Seeds, we need to get into something with a bit more of a groove, I think. And this is Eleanor Rigby, as performed by El Chicano. Shall we try that again?
Yes. conoce como el rey de rock. Le dice, vete, vete, te quiero, me bailar. Le dice, ven, 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 ahora te podés gozar. Cuando de tu toca, la gente dice gritar. Y tiene un momento que no puedes creer. No toca el blues, yo me siento morir. Y toda la gente se comete a mover. Le dice, ven, 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 vete, te quiero, me bailar. Bien, 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 ahora es tiempo de gozar. Si tú quieres saber lo que es rock and roll, solo vente en el rey, lo conozco, no sé. Son muchos los que dicen que no sabe tocar. El rey no solo toca, sino sabe bailar. Le dice bien, 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 vente, te quiero, me bailar. Y dice bien, 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 ahora es tiempo de gozar. Y tiene un momento que no puedes creer. Cuando toco el blues, yo me siento morir. Y toda la gente se comete a mover. Y dice, bien, 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 ven que te quiero, me bailar. Y dice, bien, 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 ahora es tiempo de gozar. Y dice, bien, 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 ahora es tiempo de gozar.
While we were in a Latino frame of reference, I thought we'd stay there. So I followed the El Chicano with Los Straight Jackets, featuring Elvis, the Mexican Elvis, the Elvis and Mexican, doing their cover in Spanish of King Creole, the Elvis Presley number. I don't have any more brown guys singing songs written by white guys tonight, but you never know. There's always the future. My dad made a request a couple weeks ago, and it was the best request he'd made for me yet. And what made it the best was he asked for an artist I'd never heard of. So I wasn't, just doing anybody a favor. I was finding out about something I didn't know. He asked for some Slim Gaillard, or Gaillard, I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce it. I'll put a link on the website tomorrow if you want to read about Slim on Wikipedia. I'll point you in the right direction. Slim did a lot of his recordings with a fellow named Babs Gonzalez, and this is a track by Slim and Babs called Vout O'Rainey.
Vout O'Rainey, MacGruity, Vout O'Rainey, MacGruity, Vout O'Rainey, MacGruity. Thank you.
Magrudy, Vautorini. Magscooty, Vautorini. Magrudy.
Helen Carroll and the Satisfiers doing Old Buttermilk Sky, and I have an apology and a correction to make. I had to go back to the round robin of emails and check this out because my dad freaked out. He didn't request the Slim Gaylard. He doesn't know who that is. And I should have known that. That request was way too esoteric to be coming from my dad. That was from my Uncle Jim. And so that there you go. Jim got to, well, he didn't actually ask for more Jerry Southern tonight. That was my idea. So the Slim Gaylard's for my Uncle Jim and not for my dad, although I hope my dad liked it. I liked it. Okay. Back to the tunes.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly, the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, just say the word and they are yours.
Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live.
All right.
Yeah. My heart has love enough for two, more than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I've so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and there you're. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. So help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word.
Ain't that a man? Yeah, that's Tom Jones, and that's Help Yourself. And we're going to go a couple minutes over today because I started the recording late and I got a little extra tape. Just a little extra tape.
Joe, with his fiddle and bow, makes a melody flow. Just hear that sweet refrain. Joe, what he does to you all, when he's ready to go into that minor strain. Oh, what music, sweetheart music, what a great technique. Every kiddo scratch his fiddle till his arm goes weak. He's marvelous, oh, you'll be raring to go when you listen to Joe, to Fiddle and Joe. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, I'm going away, baby. I won't be back till fall. Oh, no, no. I'm going away, baby. I won't be back till fall. And if I find me a good girl, I won't be back at all. Yes, I'm gonna buy me a pistol just as long as I am tall. Oh, yes, shoot my girl, catch me a cannonball. Because if she won't have me, she won't have no man at all. Shoes ain't buttoned, your clothes don't fit you right. You didn't come home till the sun was shining bright.
That was Mr. Lou Rawls swinging it for us. We have one last request to play. We got a new listener tonight. That's our good friend Shervin. And he asked for a song that was recorded in about 1940 by Vera Lynn, who's still with us. She turned 92 in March, and now she's known as Dame Vera Lynn. And most of us Americans probably know this song from the closing credits to a great motion picture called Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Love the Bomb. And Shervin would like to dedicate this song to the memory of Nita Agha Sultani, who gave her life in the desire to see better things for her country. And this seems like a fitting way to end the program tonight. I appreciate everybody tuning in, joining me tonight. Everybody stuck with me. I really like that. Well, I'll meet back here next week. Good night, everybody.
We'll meet again. Don't know when. Don't know when. But I know we'll. Some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know when, don't know when, but song.